And now we are with Maria in her room. Hi, Maria.
Hi, sister.
Can you tell us how you were visited for the first time by a soul in purgatory?
Yes. In 1940, one night, around 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, I heard someone coming into my bedroom. This woke me up. I looked to see who on earth could have walked into my bedroom.
Were you afraid?
No, I was not at all fearful.
So, that night, tell us.
Well, I saw a complete stranger. He walked back and forth slowly. I said to him severely, "How did you get in here? Go away." But he continued to walk impatiently around the bedroom, as if he hadn't heard. So I asked him again, "What are you doing?" But as he still didn't answer, I jumped out of bed and tried to grab him, but I grasped only air. There was nothing there. So I went back to bed, but again I heard him pacing back and forth. I wondered how I could see this man, but I couldn't grab him. I rose again to hold on to him and stop him walking around. Again, I grasped only emptiness. Puzzled, I went back to bed. He didn't come back, but I couldn't get back to sleep. The next day, after Mass, I went to see my spiritual director and told him everything. He told me that if this should happen again, I shouldn't ask, "Who are you?" but, "What do you want from me?" The following night, the man returned, definitely the same man. I asked him, "What do you want from me?" He replied, "Have 3 masses celebrated for me, and I will be delivered." So I understood that it was a soul in purgatory. My spiritual father confirmed this. He also advised me never to turn away the poor souls, but to accept with generosity whatever they asked of me.
And afterwards, the visit continued?
Yes. For years, there were only 3 or 4 souls, above all in November. Afterwards, there were more.
Oh, good. And what do these souls ask of you?
In most cases, they ask to have masses celebrated and that one be present at these masses. They ask to have the rosary said and also that one makes the stations of the cross.